And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. The talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. As well as Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower Dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts, in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We got your news going for you now. So earlier, when we were talking about all the adoptions, I mentioned that that was going to be our last hour as of 5 o'clock. I was wrong. We have one more pupper to go ahead and see if you would like to adopt. Sis is a female border collie, estimated to be between 3 and 8 years old, who is currently available for adoption through the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton, Michigan. She has a medium build, weighs between 26 and 60 pounds, and sports a black and white cream coat. Sis is described as curious, playful, and very smart. Typical traits for her breed, which is known for its high intelligence and energy. Sis is house trained, vaccinated, and enjoys being active, especially running in a fenced yard. She is best suited for homes with older children and does not do well with other dogs or cats unless properly introduced. She was surrendered to the shelter because her previous owners wanted her as a farm dog, but she and her sibling chased and hurt the chickens and ducks. To adopt Sis, you can start by clicking the Start Your Inquiry button on her Pet Finder profile, or by contacting the Thumb Animal Shelter directly via email at Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, at airadvairadv.net, or also by phone at 989-375-4204. The shelter will review your information and may ask for an official application if they think you're a good match. If approved, they'll arrange a meeting with Sis. Sis is recommended for families with older children and needs a home with a fenced yard due to her high energy and need to run. She is not suited for homes with other dogs or cats unless careful introductions are made. The shelter suggests reaching out directly if you have more questions about her or the adoption process. If you're interested in meeting Sis or want to know more about whether she would be a good fit for your family, contacting the Thumb Animal Shelter is the best next step. We do have pictures of all of the dogs listed in red so far today. You can go to thumbnet.net and look for the Furry Friends article. And the date on it will be Friday, January 2nd. For all of the pictures and information given. And we will be right back with your news starting next.
You asked and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9a have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
And we are back. Discontent with the Elmwood Township Board of Trustees has resulted with the filing for another proposed recall. On Tuesday, December 30th, recall petition language was filed in the county clerk's office for Elmwood Township. Filed in the county clerk's office for Elmwood Township Supervisor Christopher Graff, Treasurer Cheryl Kilborn, according to county clerk Jody Fetting. The Tuscola County Election Commission will meet at 9 a.m. on January 9th in the county's probate family courtroom for a clarity factual hearing of the petitions. According to the petitions, both Graff and Kilbourn, on January 15th, 2025, during a meeting, voted against immediately terminating the relationship with the law firm to provide legal services. Because the wording on the petitions was handwritten and crammed together, they were difficult to read the rest of the reasoning for the proposed recall. The Election Commission consists of Fetting, County Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. This is the second recall effort of members of the Elmwood Township Board of Trustees. Petitions were previously filed against Clerk Pam Brinkman and Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie. Because the County Election Commission approved the wording on those petitions, petitioners started collecting the necessary signatures to take the issue to a vote of township residents. The recall sponsors for those board members need to collect at least a minimum of 120 valid signatures by the end of January 2026 in order to have the matter placed on the May 2026 ballot, according to Fetting. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office is drawing attention to January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Officials emphasize that trafficking, which uses force, fraud, or coercion to exploit victims, occurs in rural communities, not just in urban areas. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski stressed that the public awareness is essential for identifying victims and preventing crimes. When people know what to look for and how to report concerns, we increase our ability to protect victims and hold offenders accountable, he stated. The office encourages residents to wear blue on January 11th for Wear Blue Sunday to show support for trafficking survivors. Anyone who suspects trafficking should call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888. Or you can contact local law enforcement. Anonymous reports are accepted. You can always find the additional details that are available at HuronCountyProsecutor.com. And we will be back after this brief message from our sponsor with some national and international news.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And the United States launched a large-scale strike on Venezuela, capturing President Nicolas Maduro and his wife today. President Donald Trump announced the operation on social media early this morning, Saturday, January 3rd. Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez demands proof of life from Maduro and First Lady Celia Flores. Trump says the operation was conducted with U.S. law enforcement and plans to provide more details later. Explosions rocked Caracas, Venezuela's capital, early on the third day of 2026. With at least seven blasts reported, it's unclear if there were casualties, but the strikes were described as successful. And Swiss investigators believe sparklers on champagne bottles started a deadly fire at a bar in an alpine ski resort. The blaze left 40 people dead and 119 injured during a New Year's celebration. The fire broke out early Thursday at the La Constellation Bar in Crans, Montana, a popular ski and golf venue. Witnesses described a chaotic scene as people tried to escape. Officials say the fire likely caused a flashover and released combustible gases. The severity of burns has made identifying victims difficult. The nearby hospital quickly reached capacity and was treating many of those seriously injured. And that was your news for the hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And also by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. And there are no obituaries to report for this hour, but you can always find your updated news, weather, and obits anytime, anywhere at thumbnet.net.